Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Grace Gospel of Jesus Christ. My name is Yvonne, and I will be your facilitator for however long Heavenly Father allows us to share. And as always, the Holy Spirit is our host. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, my Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We truly cannot thank you enough. These words are not adequate, Heavenly Father, for what our spirit longs to express to you. The Most High God, the only true living God, our Heavenly Father. But you know that already, and so here we are, grateful, thankful, blessed, so thrilled and overjoyed to receive more, more, more of Jesus. More, more, more grace. More, more, more mercy. More, more, more love. And I could just keep going on and on and on. And so, as always, Lord, thank you for being you. Thank you for all that you bless us to be, for your name, for your power, for your glory, for your kingdom. Bless the messenger, Pastor Creflo Dollar, and the entire World Changers Church International Ministry. Bless the body of Christ. We're already blessed. We're already blessed, Heavenly Father. But I just... thank you, I guess is the best way to describe it, for so many blessings, just so many that we can't even describe. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Here we are to receive what thus saith the Lord in the name of Jesus. Teach us through the man of God, Pastor Brother Creflo. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all, here we are again. And I just look forward to this time, every opportunity we get, because in all reality, you guys, we don't know when it's going to be our last time to share the gospel on this earth. So let it be with everything we got to let others know how they can be, how they can receive forgiveness of their sin and how they can truly be changed by Jesus, which is grace and truth. And I just can't get enough. So I thank God for those who are on fire for the kingdom, just like I am. I'm just so grateful. And other than eating and sleeping, what else is there to do, really? I know we've got to be responsible and good stewards of what he has given us, but I just live for this every day. Every opportunity we get, our world is changing, but we are also changing our world. And I know I'm changing. I'm changing in this world. And I know that you are too, because you keep coming back. And so let us continue to change ourselves and renew our minds and change the world by the grace gospel in the name of Jesus. Let's listen. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Creflo Dollar, and this is the Creflo Dollar Ministries podcast. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I sincerely hope this word encourages you, builds your faith, and above all else, helps you to understand grace and empowers you to change. Enjoy the message.
This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries. Coming up next on Changing Your World.
So Jesus said, I had to shed my blood to get rid of your sins. But if you're being trained on the Old Testament, you're, every day you're trying to get rid of your sins. then you, every day you're carrying a sin consciousness. You're worrying about getting rid of your sins. Worrying about getting rid of your sins. And I am telling you that the blood of Jesus did not fail. Your sins have been dealt with.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app. Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
I call this the bloodless savior. The bloodless savior. You know how we do. The way we get into this thing is we just get in the word. And the way I have to get in this is I just get in the word. So get your Bibles ready. Get your pens. Let's go through it. We're going to dig until we hit a gusher. All right? Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28. Now, we're talking about rightly dividing the word of truth, correctly analyzing the word of truth. And you can't do that if you don't see the contrast between the old and the new covenant. You see, there is something worse than being blind. It's when you have sight and cannot see. You have sight but have no vision. And you can be right in the middle of the light and still can't see it and still can't recognize it. Verse 28 says, "For this is my blood," notice this, "of the New Testament." Now, he's talking about communion, and he says, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Couple of things here. Number one, it took the blood of Jesus to get God to create the New Testament. It took the blood of Jesus to get God to create the New Testament. So the first thing I want you to see here is that the blood of Jesus is responsible for the New Testament. So now let's compare the blood that's responsible for the New Testament versus the blood of animals that was responsible for the Old Testament. So I'd say it like this. The blood of the Old Testament was the blood of an animal. The blood of the New Testament is the blood of Jesus. Now, I'll say it this way. The Old Testament is a vow, covenant, a promise to Jewish people sealed by the blood of an animal. The New Testament is a promise, an irrevocable promise, vow, unconditional covenant, sealed by the blood of Jesus. So the Old Testament was that which came by the blood of animals. The New Testament, sealed and ratified and given birth to by the blood of Jesus. Now, what's the significance of this? I want you to hold on to what I just showed you. Now, think about it for a moment. How then can you dare compare the Old Testament to the New Testament? to compare the Old Testament to the New Testament is to compare the blood of Jesus with the blood of an animal. There is no comparison with the blood of Jesus versus the blood of an animal. To have an argument or debate over the Old Testament versus the New Testament is having an argument or debate over the blood of an animal versus the blood of Jesus. Somehow that just seems dishonorable, wrong, and almost despicable, because they cannot compare to what the blood of Jesus has done. Does everybody understand what I've said so far? Now, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. Now, he says, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament? We've been made able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. All right, now, here's the first thing I want you to see out of this scripture. We who are born again are all products of the New Testament, and we are all able ministers of the New Testament. Please think with me for a moment here. Nobody was born again under the old covenant. Who you are as a Christian is not a result of the old covenant. There were zero Christians before the new covenant came into place by the blood of Jesus. Please understand. So you're fighting to have a right to an old covenant that has nothing to do with your Christianity and you being born again. Nothing at all. We all benefit as a result of this new covenant. Think with me just for a moment. No new covenant, no born again. Nobody can be born again under the old covenant. There was no new nature under the old covenant. Calm down. Every born-again Christian became born again as a result of the new covenant that came forth by the blood of Jesus, and somebody ought to say amen over that right now. Amen. Now, who also hath made us, so now we're able ministers of the New Testament. We have this weird fantasy with the Old Testament that we need to break up with. This weird thing we got with the Old Testament. We go to the Old Testament and we get certain principles, and we go to the Old, and you do it without an understanding of the New Testament. You can't even understand the Old Testament unless you understand the New Covenant, because the New Covenant gives you the lens that are necessary to see what you couldn't see in the Old Testament, because everything in the Old Testament was a shadow and everything in the New Testament was the reality, or was just a shadow in the Old Testament. Right. So the Old Testament could be properly renamed the Book of Shadows.
Mm. Right.
Because it was nothing but a shadow. The Sabbath was a day which was a shadow of Jesus. Yes. And the manifestation of Jesus is the total fulfillment and object that's responsible for everything prophetic that you see in the Old Testament. And you're trying to live by a book of shadows. It's good because it gives you some insight of who Jesus is. But don't you dare try to cause competition between Jesus and animals, or Jesus and shadows. Because everything you find in the Old Covenant leads to one place, or one person, Jesus. All right, now watch the rest of this now. Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament? Say out loud, I am a minister of the New Testament. everything about who we are. How in the world are you going to forget that you were born again by the New Testament and not tell nobody about the New Testament from which you were born again and become an Old Testament preacher? Nobody's going to like what I'm saying, because you know what I'm saying. I preach out of the Old Testament. I read the Old Testament, but I do it with the lenses of grace so that I can see what it's about. So I won't pull out old stuff like God is going to kill you and God is a judger and God's going to destroy you and God's condemning you. See, you can't see properly to talk about it properly unless you understand this New Testament of grace. I guarantee you, to try to do anything in that Old Testament without properly understanding the new covenant of grace by which the blood of Jesus was shed so you can have, is going to be off. It's gonna be warped in its understanding, and it's going to mislead people, and it'll show you a wrong nature of who God is. I know this is radical, and I told you, this series is Grace 2.0. It's everything I wanted to say in Grace 1.0, but I couldn't say it. Don't I'd have lost the whole church. I'm going to say it on this one. Now, he says, we're the ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Now, guess what he was saying? The letter here means, and it is defined as performance-based religion, where you have to try to work and do something to get God to show you favor or to give you blessings. He says, you're not ministers of the letter or under the covenant where you have to perform to try to get God to do something. You're not been called to be a minister under that performance-based Christianity where you're trying to do something to get God to do something. You are not a minister of that. He says, but you're a minister of the Spirit. And the covenant of grace functions because you have the Holy Ghost who's moved on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost who's going to lead and guide you and give you the desires in your heart and give you new want-tos. And it's no longer going to God, what do you want me to do? But it's going to God and say, I believe what you've already done.
Amen.
If you'll start doing more believing in what Jesus has already done, unless, what am I going to do to try to get him to do that? You're going to see more impact in your life than you've ever seen before. We become Christians today have taken on the letter. Performance-based Christianity. I wrote it down in my Bible. I knew it would be something that I always wanted to read when I got to this point. The phrase, the letter kills, for us today is a system of performance-based Christianity where we try to serve God and work to please him in order to earn his blessing and his love. That's what that means. We've not been called to do that anymore. And well over 90% of the churches in this world are still trying to do that. They're being taught to do that. They tell you to fast for 30 more days to do that. And there is no emphasis being put on, rather focusing on what Jesus has done and believing and receiving that, you still try to focus on how much more do I need to do to see if I can get God to do that so I can get his favor. I believe the Bible calls that in Hebrews chapter 9, dead works. And you have not been called to dead works. You've been called to be ministers of this New Testament that came forth because Jesus poured his blood out and the Spirit of God, which gives you life. Amen? Now let's move on down here just a little bit more. Luke 22, verse 20. We're still talking about the power of this blood before we locate it. Luke 22 and 20. Now, verse 20 to verse 20 says, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Again, talking about communion. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, and my blood was shed for you. So, again, the New Testament comes to us by the blood of Jesus. It was for our sake that the blood of Jesus was shed. So the New Testament comes as a result of the blood, but the blood was also shed for our sake. Go to Hebrews 9:22 real quick. The blood of Jesus was always was also shed for our sake. Now, Hebrews 9:22 tells you that certain things can't happen without the shedding of blood. So it had to be happened. If his blood was poured out for our sake, then what was that reason that his blood was poured out? And almost all things are by the law. By the law, they're purged with blood. But then he says, without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Now, the blood of animals under the Old Testament, when it was shed, the blood of animals covered sin, but it could never get rid of it. Hebrews 10:4. It could never get rid of sins. It would cover it, but it would never get rid of it. So they would have to come back every year and bring another sacrifice to get the blood to cover the sins for the next year, and they could never, ever get rid of it. So Jesus knew that if he would shed his blood for your sins, oh my God, for the remission of your sins. Now, to cover or to atone is one thing, but we're talking about to remit. To remit your sin means to kick it out of its socket, to get rid of it. So Jesus said, I had to shed my blood to get rid of your sins. But if you're being trained on the Old Testament, every day you're trying to get rid of your sin. Then every day you're carrying a sin consciousness. You're worried about getting rid of your sins. Worried about getting rid of your sins. And I am telling you that the blood of Jesus did not fail. Your sins have been dealt with.
Thank you, Lord.
I said your sins have been dealt with. How have they been dealt with? They've been dealt with because Jesus shed his blood, has taken care of all of your sins, and all of your sins are now charged to his body, so they'll never be charged to your account, or I think the Bible uses the word, it's an accounting word, in Romans chapter, impute. He says he will not impute your sins into your account. It won't be done. Now, for most people who are not saved, use that as a license to say, well, I'm just going to go sin anyway. But you don't even understand. You got to be unsaved to keep doing that. Well, I go to church, yeah, but it didn't take. You still got to be unsaved to do that. Because when you realize what Jesus has done, there is something on the inside of you that says, I got to love him more because I cannot fathom how someone could die and to take the responsibility for every sin that I've ever committed, that I will commit, past, present, and future. That's powerful. I'm going to try to convince you to stop struggling to try to deal with your sins when they've already been dealt with. I said they've already been dealt with. Your sins from the past, handled. Your sins from today, handled. Your sins in the future, handled. Someone says, so if they already handled, that means I can sin. Now, you don't even understand, bro. You don't even understand. That's not what this life is about. When the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you, he's changing your desires. You assume that since the sins have been taken care of, that you're going to desire to want to keep doing them. You don't understand that he who took care of your sins is also he who's going to change your desires. People always tell me, what if they serve God now, and now they serve Satan, and they're involved in Satan worship. That's so off the page. That's not in the equation. You forgot to factor in the Holy Ghost. And this covenant, this Old Testament covenant, is operating by the Spirit, which gives life. So all of Jesus' blood was drained from his body for us to have the New Testament. Now go to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 20. Well, you sure taking your time? Oh yeah, because I've got some outrageous things to show you, and you got to see what I'm saying here. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. Underline that word boldness. We will define it according to the King James Bible. Liberty. Freedom. Having therefore boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So now, because of the blood of Jesus, you now have the liberty to enter boldly into the holies of holies. Verse 20. By a new and a living way. Underline that, a new and a living way. See, now that the New Testament has come by the blood, there's a new and a living way. Isn't it sad that some people are stuck in the old way of living according to the Testament, and there's a scripture right here that says, now that Jesus' blood has been shed, there is a new and a living way. How many of you know, as Christians, we've got to constantly discover the new and the living way, which he has consecrated for who? For us. Through the veil, that means his flesh. Now, under the Old Testament, the way to God was through the blood of animals. If you understand that, say amen. Well, let me show it to you. It was through the blood of animals, but the blood of animals could never take away sins. Hebrews chapter 10 and 4. I just want you to see it real quick. The way to God under the Old Testament was through the blood of animals. That was the only way they could get to God, was through the blood of animals. But the blood of animals could never take away sin. It could never do it. You go every year, and you would still have to go year after year after year. The priest could never sit down. He stood up all the time because he knew this was going to be happening over and over and over again. Verse 4 says, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Can't do it. In the Old Testament, to live that way, your sins can't be dealt with except to cover them up for a year. And think about going in, taking your sacrifice, taking it to the priest, and then as soon as you walk out, you and your wife get into it on the way home. And you got to carry that with you for the whole year until you can come back and get it taken care of. So now you got sin consciousness the whole year. And then Leviticus 5 says, and you're going to be responsible for your sin, and you might get in trouble, and something going to happen to you for sin you don't even know you did. Wow. All right, now watch this. So, the way to God under the Old Testament, now this is going to be heavy. The way to God under the Old Testament was fear. Listen to me carefully. It was fear. Deuteronomy 6:13. Somebody says, what are you talking about? I never heard that before, because in most churches they mix the old with the new. And they kind of put things in that they want to, but the way to God was fear. It was total fear. Yeah. Watch this. Deuteronomy 6:13. He said, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, serve him, and shall swear by his name. Now, I'm used to reading fear under the New Testament where it talks about reverence and respect. And so I had to rightly divide and said, now hold on a minute now. Where are we? We are dealing with the law. And when you deal with the law and you understand the consequences for breaking the law, people walked in fear of the curse, that they would be stoned, that they would be killed, and a lot of people died because they were walking in the fear of the punishment that comes from breaking the law. That kind of fear brings what? Bondage. That kind of fear brings bondage. So, after Jesus came and shed his blood, a new and a living way to God was introduced.
Many believers have the wrong impression of God because they're not rightly dividing the word between the old and new covenant. A true understanding of what Jesus achieved on the cross will open your spiritual eyes to the power you now receive from God's love, which is the foundation for deliverance in every area of your life.
Faith in the blood of Jesus is knowing what the blood has accomplished for you. And so we've got to understand, we've got to know, and then we've got to apply what the Bible teaches about the blood of Jesus. And when you do this, then you're going to be free from sin. You're going to be free from fear. You're going to be free from sickness. You're going to be free from deception. You're going to be free from the curses. And you're going to be free from every negative work of the devil.
For a love gift of $15 or more, plus shipping and handling, you'll receive the Bloodless Savior 2 message series. Call or visit the website on your screen to get your copy today.
It's time to live a life bold for Christ. A life free from the bondage of sin. A life transformed by the Word. It's time to live a life where we reveal Jesus to those around us. The Grace Life. It's time to come together from all over the world as we discover truth, build up our faith, and ignite a fire to reveal Christ in our daily lives. Don't miss the 2021 Grace Life Conference, July 15th through the 16th. Register now and get more info by texting GRACELIFE to 51555 or by visiting CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
The Bible teaches us to give generously with a cheerful heart, not out of necessity, but out of a cheerful heart. And that's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision. You know that when people understand grace, they're empowered to change their lives for the better. Thank you for supporting us with your financial donation. And every time you give, you're being used by God to stop misfortune in someone else's life. And for that, we say thank you. God bless you.
If you want to honor the Lord by sowing financial seeds into Creflo Dollar Ministries, call the number on your screen or log on to CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
Easter is near. Plan to worship with us online as we commemorate the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus during this year's special Easter service on Sunday, April 4th.
And through Jesus and his precious blood, I receive the price he paid, and I'm hooked up with him, and I get in on his ticket, praise the Lord, not on mine.
Gather your family and prepare your hearts for a powerful message starting promptly at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as we stream live on Facebook, YouTube, our website, and the Creflo Dollar Ministries app.
The day you receive this righteousness by faith, watch this. You will rule and reign over fear and guilt and shame and inferiority.
You don't want to miss it. April 4th, streaming at 10 a.m. Set your reminder to tune in now.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's podcast. If you'd like to support our ministry, you can text World Changers, space and the amount, to 74483. Or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org/giving. You can also make a contribution by phone by dialing toll-free 866-477-7683. We appreciate your support as we continue to help people understand grace and empower them to change.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that powerful message. Through our brother in Christ, Pastor Creflo Dollar, thank you that your word cannot come back empty. It must do what you say it will do. And we thank you that we have received your word into our minds and in our hearts so that we can continue to renew our minds in Christ, to continue to receive forgiveness of all sin from the time we were born, conceived, to the day we take our last breath. You did it all through Jesus, and we will never question it. We will never doubt it. We will never Heavenly Father, take it for granted and going back to the old way through religion and trying to overcome sin is not grace. And we thank you that because of grace, Heavenly Father, you give us the opportunity to change by the second, by the minute, by the hour, every day. And for that, we will forever, ever be grateful and thankful. Thank you for this powerful message. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that teaches us the truth so that we can truly be made free forever and see you in Jesus one day when we leave this earth, Heavenly Father. We are excited to know that Jesus is preparing a place for us to come back to, and we are just wanting to do everything that we can do according to your will, your way, and your timing while we are still here. So thank you for the privilege and honor and grace and mercy that it is to do what you want us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, before I say good night or see you next time, I want to just first of all apologize for all the commercials, but you know, sometimes Heavenly Father lets the commercials come through because there are people who want to stay in touch with CrefloDollarMinistries.org. That's the way you can go on the website. You can see all of the events that are coming up. You can see all of the free things that you are able to listen to, like these very podcasts. They are always free. It even allows you to download them. So go to Creflo Dollar Podcast if you want to see. There's a 24-hour TV channel. Just go to the website, CrefloDollarMinistries.org, and you can watch anything for free day and night. It's just amazing what this ministry is doing for the kingdom of God, for the body of Christ, for the world. And so y'all take advantage of it all. The commercials, I usually try to edit out, but I think that a lot of people are hungry, and they're hungry all the time, and I get it. So receive, you know, the food, the manna, the bread from heaven. If you're thirsty for that living water of Jesus, there's living water of Jesus all out there for you to drink. We are drinking from the same Holy Spirit, y'all. So take advantage of it all. And, of course, those who are inclined to give financially, please do so as well. You know, I give my life. Everything I have belongs to God and Jesus and to his kingdom. So I give in every way. And if you can do the same in every way. Give your time, give your love, give your knowledge, your understanding, your wisdom, give the grace gospel, give the money too. Whatever you can do, do it while you are still alive on this earth. That's truly what we're here for, to give, to share, and to, again, receive the blessings of the Lord as well, because you can't beat God's giving. No matter how hard you try. So the more you give, what happens, y'all? The more he gives to you, not out of obligation, not out of, you know, pressure, but just out of love, and some more love. So really quick, I want to let you know that we will come again tomorrow, which is Sunday, Lord willing. If you want to dial in again to this ministry, the Grace Gospel of Jesus Christ, please feel free to do so. We will come back again at 3 p.m. Pacific time. That is 6 p.m. Eastern time. And again, tomorrow night, Lord willing, at 8 p.m. Pacific time, which is 11 p.m. Eastern time. We're trying to do two broadcasts every day now as the Lord leads. Again, our world is changing. You know, we hear about the wars and rumors of wars in the Middle East and Russia and Ukraine. And we just want to keep Israel in our prayers. Psalm 122:6 tells us to pray for peace in Jerusalem because that is God's land, and a lot has to happen over there before the great day of Armageddon. So we want to continue to pray for peace in Jerusalem. Even though there is no peace, we still pray, y'all, because everything that's affecting them is going to affect the world in general. So we've got to keep that in mind. Bible prophecies must come true. So continue to pray because our time is coming. Trust and believe in every country will be affected by what's happening in Israel. Also, we want to keep in mind Luke 21:22 or Luke 21:20. And that is that when Israel is surrounded by armies and nobody is there to help her, destruction is coming. So God is not going to let them wipe her off the map the way he did before, but he is going to allow her to go through some stuff. And just as I said earlier, pray, because sometimes God is withholding a lot of things so that we can have time to receive this gospel of grace and to continue to share it with others. And so we want to take advantage of every opportunity we get. And that being said, I just want to make a quick comment about how this message impacted me today. Today I had a long, long testimony earlier about how the old way didn't do anything for us except create thousands of religions that people are trying to live by. And those religions are no different than animal sacrifices. Those religions are no different than us praying and asking for forgiveness for every little thing we do wrong. We sit up there and say, Lord, forgive me for future sin that I haven't even committed. Lord, forgive me for sin that I don't even know that I committed. Lord, please forgive me for everything I've ever done wrong, everything that I ever said wrong, did wrong, thought wrong. You see where I'm going with this? We are continuing to ask God for something he's already done through Jesus. He's already did it. And you've got to believe that, because it is that belief that gets you into the kingdom of God, into heaven. And you know, people want to say, oh, I believe. But see, if you really did, you wouldn't keep on praying them same prayers. Sin, confess. And so you're saying, well, what do I do? Because I feel like I got to say something. You know what you say? Thank you that I'm already forgiven. Thank you for so much love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That's nothing to be taken lightly. Thank you that Jesus suffered so much. Thank you that he didn't just lay down and die. He gave up his life. Thank you that it must have been hard, because he said, Lord, if this cup, if there's any way and I don't have to drink it, take it away. Thank you that Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? All of those things are reasons to thank him. Thank you that they pierced him in the side. Thank you that he put the crown of thorns on his head. Thank you that they gave him this vinegar when he asked for water. You can thank him for everything he went through, because it was for you. Thank you that he rose up with all power in heaven and earth. Power to do what? Power to make us free from sin. Power to give us the Holy Spirit so that we could have power to heal, power to deliver, power to cast out demons, power to have the authority to do everything Jesus did and more. And that's why he told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem, because the power is going to come from the Holy Spirit. Power to speak in unknown languages. Power to pray in the Spirit. Y'all, we got so much and we don't even know. So that's why we thank him over and over again and again for so much grace to learn, to grow, to be all that he wants us to be with no condemnation in Christ. That means it's already done. If we was to leave right now, take our last breath, our Spirit is going to see Heavenly Father and Jesus. It's done. That flesh is going back to the ground. What is the flesh? The flesh is you. The flesh is your thoughts. The flesh is your personality. The flesh is your soul. The flesh is going back to the grave. It's going where it came from, the dust from the ground. So don't think about the flesh. The flesh is going to do what it wants to do. But Heavenly Father said, the Holy Spirit gives us life. And so, yeah, it's hard through the flesh. The flesh is weak. The flesh sometimes will have bad thoughts. The flesh sometimes is going to say something it shouldn't say. The flesh sometimes is going to do stuff it shouldn't do. What you are going to say is, Jesus gave me victory over the flesh. How? By his precious holy blood. How? By him giving up his body. How? By giving you the Holy Spirit. So greater is Jesus in you, the Holy Spirit in you, the Word of God in you, than he that is in the world. And so every day you're going to change for the better. Every day, every second, every minute, every hour, you're going to grow. So don't beat yourself up. Do not let the enemy come in like a flood and tell you, oh, see what you did? Uh-huh, you ain't no Christian. You don't love God. The devil is a liar. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to live in condemnation and doubt what Jesus did. So remember this, and then I promise I ain't going to say no more. Remember that when God sees you, he sees Jesus. He sees what Jesus did for you. And God does not remember your sins anymore. And he says that in his holy word. I will remember your iniquities, which is your sin, no more. And that makes sense. Because with everything that Jesus went through, how could God still remember what you did? Then that gives that's what Pastor Creflo was just talking about, the bloodless Savior. He ain't bloodless. That blood was a sweet aroma to God's nostrils. That sacrificial Lamb of God was a sweet perfume for our salvation. Well, that was, you know, how we were able to overcome the old way, because the old way was a burnt offering, and it also gave sweet aroma. Heavenly Father, he appreciated the, I know it sounds crazy, but he appreciated the sweet savor of the burnt meat that came up into his nostrils, and that's how able to be forgiven. We don't have that, and we don't need that anymore. We have Jesus, and the sweet perfume that we have now is accepting the salvation, is accepting the grace, is believing it, and walking in that grace with no doubt, with no fear, with no stress, just receiving it by believing it. It's just that simple. That's the sweet savor, the sweet smell that we offer to Heavenly Father every time we believe what Jesus did. And that's all I'm going to say, because y'all know I can get on a roll. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to share my testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Be brief, be sincere, and be seated. So that's it. I'm sitting down. Thank you, Pastor Creflo, for that. All right, y'all. Remember to keep Israel in prayer, and remember to never forget God, and to remember to always thank him for everything, especially for Jesus, because that's all that matters. Thanking him is how we walk through every day, by thanks and by grace. And that being said, may his peace, his love, his joy, his mercy, his grace, his faithfulness, his everything be with each and every one of you. I hope you'll come back again. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.